The Australian Council of Social Services has welcomed Labor's decision to oppose the government's proposed tax cuts for higher income earners. As they seek to rebrand the party as aspirational, Labor leader Anthony Albanese and Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers have acknowledged that $200,000 a year is not the top end of town. But according to the Australian Council of Social Services, a salary of $200,000 a year puts you in the top 5% of income earners. ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie joins me now. Welcome.
Good evening, Patricia.
Now, Labor haven't actually said they'll vote down Stage 3 of the tax cuts if the government refuses to split the bill. Do you want them to?
Absolutely. We want the Parliament to put the pressure on the government to split this bill. It's an unprecedented bundle of tax cuts, Patricia, you know, and each of these stages really need to be considered on their merits. I mean, the pressure is about delivering Stage 1, which is the immediate, really well-targeted tax rebate for people on low and modest income. Stage 2 and Stage 3 provide much greater benefit right up the income scale to the very highest income earners in the country. And we don't think we will be able to guarantee the essential services with already those huge gaps that we have in essential services if this unprecedented bundle of tax cuts get through.
You want the government to split the bill. What if they refuse? You're saying Labor should vote down the entire package?
Well, look, it's about what the Parliament can deliver here. We think that there is enough of the mix in the Parliament to put the right pressure on the government to appropriately split this bill. In the Reserve Bank Governor is right. The government does need to use some so-called fiscal levers, and so getting some cash into the hands of people who are very likely to spend them is absolutely right. But what we know is that people on higher incomes often save the extra dollars that they get. And that Stage 3, which when it came in 5 years' time, would cost the budget about $12 billion per annum. That's an eye-watering tax cut, Patricia. We don't know what the economy is going to be like in 5 years' time. We're urging the parliamentarians to go really responsibly and carefully here. We've got some big decisions to make, and we think Labor has made the right call today.
But didn't the government take this entire tax package to the election? They announced it in their budget before the election was called, and it was their main policy.
Look, what the government consistently said right through that election really was three things. It said we can deliver the largest scale of tax cuts, unprecedented in its size. Secondly, we can finally return the budget to surplus. And thirdly, they promise they can guarantee essential services. But there's been nowhere near the scrutiny that should be on what we believe are completely unrealistic assumptions that are built into the budget and the projections over the spending side. In order to fund all these tax cuts, I mean, the government's saying that into the future, we're going to get growth of 3%. Well, we're at 1.8%. They're saying we're going to get wages growth at 3.5%. Well, we're at 2.5%. And then when you go onto the spending side, they're projecting the lowest growth in public spending we've seen in 50 years. So something as crucial as health expenditure, they're projecting will only grow by less than 1% per year, when even just in the last 4 years we've had 3% growth there. So these are all really crucial numbers. And what we know, for example, they're saying, oh, we'll have a decline in our spending on dental health into the future, a decline in our spending on family payments, on housing, on tertiary education, when we've already, we know, got huge gaps. I mean, how are we going to fund the response to the Royal Commission into aged care? We've already got people waiting for over a year to get home aged care packages, a backlog of 100,000 of those. We need to really carefully scrutinise this, and these are assumptions that are woefully out of whack with the reality of what will happen with our ageing population and the challenges that we face as a community.
So on this issue around what $200,000 a year as a salary represents, Labor has changed their language. We know Jim Chalmers said you're on a good wicket if you're on that. Anthony Albanese says, you know, it's not the big end of town. Do you think it's the big end of town?
Well, look, it's certainly if you're on $200,000 income per year, you are absolutely within the top 5% of income earners. I mean, it's really important. Let's remember, for the adult population, the median income, so 50% of the Australian adult population are trying to get by on $45,000 per year or less, okay? 50% are getting by on incomes of less than $45,000 per year. If you're a pensioner with nothing else behind you, you're getting by on $25,000 per year. And of course, if you can't get any paid work and you're of working age, you're struggling to get by on $15,000 a year on Newstart. And so, well, look, the question of, you know, would you classify that as rich if you're on $200,000 a year? Well, it's more a question of priorities, Patricia. Are we going to give people on $200,000 per year who are in the top 5% of income earners another $11,000 back in their hand before we make decisions like properly funding aged care, making sure we've got a decent dental health system, making sure that we've helped to lift our 3 million people who are living in poverty out of poverty, and finally doing something on Newstart? I mean, look, Phil Khoury, last week he was saying if all these tax cuts get through, there won't be any room in the budget to do anything on Social Security until the decade after next. You know, these are really important decisions. As I said to you earlier today, this is the decision of the decade, and we are urging parliamentarians to go very carefully, the government to go carefully. We want cash into the economy, so get stage one through. Let's see where we are in 3 years' time. If it's the right time, then maybe stage two. But we shouldn't be doing all of this in one big hit when we've got all of these gaps in essential services. And we need to understand who the Australian community is. We've got over 50% of our adults trying to get by on $45,000 per year or less.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That's ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie joining us here on RN Drive. What do you make of the arguments she makes?